Dad's relative, his sister. That's his. He looks like. Doesn't they look alike? My dad and her. That's his sister. My dad's sister.
Really?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh huh. They kind of look alike,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. And where are they?
In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
This
so
before
met,
they did, and my dad lived with them.
We met when I was this tall. We met somebody in Wisconsin.
That's Neil.
That's Neil.
Cousin Neil.
Oh, okay.
Our cousin.
Okay.
Our cousin Neil and Carl, and then Gunda.
That,
the lady.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
That was the daughter. And that's Neil's children. And here's Neil, and this Grandma, and Gunda, and I don't know who this lady is. Here's Gunda.
That's my dad.
She lived in Calgary.
Calgary, Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they moved from, when she got married, they moved to Calgary, from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I have a question, excuse me. Am I okay being parked out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I forgot to tell you, my parking spot is in the back, 303.
303, okay.
Yeah.
Because
that's big and that's rented out.
Yeah. Because I couldn't remember whose parking space that was down there. But it was.
You recognize her?
I have two photos of her, but she looks a little different.
Oh, really? It's my friend. You know, she was sick with TB and earache. So I wonder if I didn't get it from her, because she was quite sick.
Do you know when that was? That photo?
Very young. I was in my, I'd say about 20 years old. I was about 20 years old. I am almost 89 now.
I'm 90.
And that's her there again. And this is a... Sparrow, we had the superintendent by the name of this was the father's name, superintendent Sparrow, and that's his son in Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
When they had a kid, here's mom and papa.
Oh,
I have these old, you know, pictures. here is, you know, us Orthodox people, we observe our Lent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we got new bells from Russia.
Oh.
And he was, our father, the dean, I was blessing them.
Oh, wow. That's
so it was in the newspaper, so I cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You see here it says.
Great.
This is Bobby's, her youngest son's wedding. This is in San Jose. Here's Vic, Phoebe, Marlene, and Carla. There's Carla, you can't hardly see her.
Mm-hmm.
There's me and Tina. You know, we had an older sister.
Right,
Tina lived in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I was too young to.
Yeah, and that's Clifford's wife.
Mel.
And, Mel, and then there's Ernie. That was Marlene's husband.
Okay. Wow.
So, there's, old pictures that.
She kept up on mine, they're scattered all over.
I'm keeping
it. Then I have a fit when I die, when they go through my stuff.
You're going to wonder, who's this?
I'm keeping up to date.
Oh, it's Rita. I don't know why I'm like that.
See, baby's recording.
Okay, well, maybe we could just start with each of you and say your name and where and when you were born.
Okay, I'm Phoebe Catherine Lohe. Was Larson, maiden name. I was born October 10th, 1912. I was 90 years old last October.
You were born in a fog neck?
In a fog neck. We were born, all of us were born midwife. We're lucky we're alive, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who the midwife was?
Periscovia. Bobby Schmidt Periscovia. She did had a lot of, that was her job. Because I guess most of them in the family were born, she delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was her last name, do you know?
Gregoria.
Oh,
Okay,
good.
And I'm Sonia Martha Larson, was Larson, and I'm Norton now. And I was born in August 12th, 1914, in the Farknet. And my doctor, or whatever, midwife, I guess, was Periscovia Gregoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
could you tell us a little more about your family and your parents, grandparents, or anyone you
remember?
Well,
we had quite a large family. There was, altogether, there was 12, but three babies passed away when they were babies. And there was 9 of us. And our dad was a cook at the beginning of their marriage when we were being all born. He was a cook here and there. He also was cooking when the Alaska Railroad was being built. He cooked at the station there. And afterwards, when he started working for the Kodiak Fisheries, he was called the net loftman. I don't know if you know what that means. He tended to the nets for the fishermen. He mended them, and he gave the fishermen the nets. And when the nets were brought back, they were of course all tattered and torn. So my dad, he worked on those nets. You should have seen the stretch in that one warehouse. It was a long stretch, and he had that whole net stretched out, and boy, he was just busy going with that needle. It's a kind of a wooden needle, and they had that, it was about 14 inches long, and then the web or whatever, I wouldn't say yarn, was around the needle.
And he was fast.
Very fast with that needle. Yeah, he was very good at that. And then when he also trapped wintertime. Did my sister tell you that? He trapped wintertime?
That's how we made our living
in the wintertime. He trapped foxes.
Payoman foxes.
Mostly Payoman
foxes.
Cow's father.
The pelts, or whatever. The pelts, I guess they would be called. So. Okay, you can say the rest.
Well, we had a big garden.
Well, Mother was a very hard worker.
Uh-huh.
We had sort of like a little farm, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yes, we had chickens, we had cows, we had, what else? A big garden, huge garden. And in the fall, when we would, potatoes were all dug out, Dad had the big tarp out. And he'd put all those vegetables to dry out.
We were
all sitting around that tarp, cleaning the
potatoes
so they could be put in the cellar.
We had a nice room cellar.
Yeah, we had a nice, in fact, we used to play on that cellar. We used to slide down. You know, it was built right to the ground.
And it was deep. So. The bins were inside, deep. We had cabbage.
I used to hate to go in there because there were spiders. And Mother always sent us to bring the vegetables or potato, you know. And I used to hate to go in there because there was always spiders.
And we played paper dolls in there.
Oh, yeah, we played paper dolls. We made paper dolls out of Sears Roebuck catalog. And then I'm Sonia, also made the real doll clothes and sold them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I taught myself how to knit. I taught myself how to crochet.
Mm-hmm.
So I still do it.
You sold them to other people in apartments?
Yes, I did. In fact, I made even a neighbor asked me one time to make a dress for her. She had a kind of a maid.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked me to make her a dress, and I did.
Wow. How old were you at this point?
I was pretty young.
Oh, God,
I said about 12, 13.
Wow.
Very young. And then, of course, wintertime, you know, when we were there, we had to pack
water.
We had all our duties to do. We never said a word to Mother. They all told us what we're supposed to do. We never talked back. We thought that was our job. We have to do it. So we packed water. We went to the well and packed water. And to fill a barrel
when the lakes froze.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we packed in buckets.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a ways.
And then we all had to clean the chimneys, lamp chimneys.
Well, my job was cleaning the.
And shelters.
And blowing the bulbs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gasoline in my lantern. But the others were all kerosene.
We all had our chores to do.
Hmm.
And my job was to wash dish towels. And Mother would make me wash them over again, but I didn't wash them good enough.
And I went into the woods with my dad and felled trees down and helped him for our winter supply of wood.
Mm-hmm. This is after the older boys were gone then?
The older boys were gone, but the youngest ones were Neil, Guy, and Lars.
Right.
They were too small.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, and then my dad used to load the sleigh up. You know, Fopnik is like a tundra. And the back of our house and all the way where we went to saw the logs, it was all ice. Mm. And it was easy going. Mm. And one time I was coming with a load of sleigh and I hit my chin. Oh, that hurt. But no,
we
also hard.
Skate.
We did
we
a lot of
to go skating.
So you had a horse for the sleigh?
Yeah. No. We pushed.
Oh, you were the sleigh pack.
We were the sleigh.
We worked.
Yeah.
We worked.
And we played house, so I used to make mud cakes.
Mud pies.
Mud pies.
Our father had the big dory, and he would, when he wasn't using it, he always turned it over, you know. And that was our house. That's where we played under the
house. Mm-hmm.
And we'd make pies. We took some of Mother's little
tins that were
little
cake pans,
and we'd mold them.
Uh-huh.
And then the sun would dry them out, and we'd unmold them, and they'd be so pretty.
And we also had dances every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
When we were allowed to go, we would go dancing. That was, we looked forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We had quite a few Norwegian people.
Yes.
And that's how I learned how to dance the Scottish.
Mm, okay.
And the polka.
Uh-huh.
How about the music at the dance?
Was fine. I forgot. The Gregorian boys were the
musicians,
uh-huh. And also Johnny Pestrikov.
Uh-huh.
He was a banjo player.
Mm.
Oh, he was good.
Do you remember Johnny Pestrikov?
Yes, I know him.
Oh, he was the banjo player.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, we had good music. And my brother Neil, your father played the guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Nekrasovs?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. They played music as well?
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. The Nekrasov boys from Katani.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From Katani, that was a little island, I guess. Was it the island?
It's across...
Afognik, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Afognik, across the bay there.
Around Letnik, close to Letnik?
Yeah, uh-huh, right,
uh-huh.
Right on the other side of Letnik. That's where the Dig Afognik camp is now.
Oh, is that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And we used to, in the fall also, we used to go blueberry picking.
Uh-huh.
And, we used to go to Antoshka. Do you remember that, Antoshka? There was a back bay in the back,
uh-huh.
And then after that was another, they called it Antoshka.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they had the best blueberries, great
big ones. And we'd so yell at each other.
Yeah, we'd all, we'd kind of scatter, and then we'd
uh-huh.
go,
right.
And then we'd go, woo-hoo, so we don't get lost. You know? We'd go, woo-hoo.
So did you have a lot of salmon days?
Well, we didn't have those there, but the mother got them in Kodiak.
Mama used to go.
We were selling Kodiak when the salmon berry season was
when we were working in the canneries. Mama was busy making jelly.
Jelly and jam.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Out of salmon berries.
Yeah, okay, so she was at home. She was on a Fognak alone at that point when the rest of the family
We all went to Kodiak.
Oh, okay.
We left the house,
mm-hmm.
and we all went, chickens and all. Came to Kodiak.
Oh, really?
Okay. And one time we had a slide, mudslide.
Oh.
We lost all the chickens. Just missed the house where we lived in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, did the cannery own the house at Kodiak?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
the cannery
owned the house for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that.
And we also used to go moonlight walking in the Fognak.
Oh,
that was so beautiful. The moonlight used to be so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go, we used to walk in the evenings. Take long walks.
You didn't worry about the bears?
We never saw a bear. Even though when we were in the woods, we never saw a bear.
Mm-hmm.
How come they came now close to the shore?
Well, I think probably because there's not people, without a village of people.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Because I don't remember seeing a bear. I never did see a bear.
Really?
No, we never saw a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Can you... tell us where you lived in the village and, you know, who lived around you and how it was laid out.
Well, it was in three sections. They called Aljutown. We were in the middle
town.
Middle town. And then
Derevnia.
And then
did you hear about Derevnia?
They called that. How would you explain that in English, Derevnia?
I've been told that it means village in Russian.
A village in Russian.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well,
uh-huh.
It was in three sections, you know, three spaces.
Mm-hmm.
We were right next to the church.
We were
one house
next to the church.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Kanagan showed me the house.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I did see which house it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, during the tidal wave, our house was washed into the ditch.
In the back. We
yeah,
have the
box. It's way back there now.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I actually visited the house with Lars. And
oh,
Lars,
yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, but did it break? Did part of it break? I think the section
it,
broke
it
off.
It moved. And,
I think part of it was broken off, the old kitchen.
Maybe.
See, later on, Dad built a new
kitchen.
And that old kitchen turned out to be a bedroom.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And he built a new big kitchen on the back.
That's where Lars was born, in that...
In that old kitchen.
Old kitchen, bedroom. And Tina was so mad because she had to...
Wash diapers again.
More diapers. I remember, that's the only one I remember when he was born, March the 23rd, 1923. He was 80 years old the other day.
Oh, wow. How's he doing now?
It's not too good.
Is
well,
that right?
He and his wife aren't doing so good.
Hmm. We hear a lot of talk about Aleut Town and Derevnia, but not so much about the center
the
section.
The middle town.
But,
so We were more or less a private family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
We
more
didn't
or
mix
less,
too much, except when we went to dances. That's the only time we saw people from each end, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, at church, too.
And church.
Mm-hmm. We were always going to church. Mother always had us going to church.
Oh, even my
every
dad,
service.
Even though he was Lutheran, but he thought, made us that we go to church.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we still do. We still go to church.
We have an appointment
tonight
at 5:30 tonight for a confession. Because we're going to have communion Sunday.
Right.
Huh. We still have to, our priest has, once a year you have to have private confession.
Mm.
So.
Well, can you tell us more about the church and who the priest was and what
it was
Father
Goranson, he was a wonderful priest. When I first moved here, I kind of was disappointed because I was used to his services.
Mm-hmm.
He was a showman.
Oh, was he? Huh?
Oh, he had beautiful services.
Oh, he had beautiful.
He really had
beautiful
services.
He
had a beautiful voice.
He was a convert. He was German and
French.
French.
Okay.
He was
that
German
explains
and French.
The name, because it certainly doesn't sound very Russian. So.
No, that's German.
Yeah.
Is he German?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's German. Here he is. Yeah.
That's him there.
Huh.
Yeah, he was a wonderful priest.
Here's a picture of our school. This one here, you could see me right there, but I cannot find Phoebe. I found Neil and I found Guy, but I cannot find Phoebe there. And this was when our sister Tina was in the class. Yeah, here she is.
Okay.
Yeah,
where did you get that, Sonia?
I don't know. Somebody sent it to me.
Yeah, it's a Kodiak Times.
Is that who
is that? Who it was?
Someone sent that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone must have put it in the paper, Kodiak paper.
See all the names there?
Uh-huh, yeah. Abner Nelson, mm-hmm.
We're neighbors, too.
Alfred
Nelson.
Nelson. They're the ones that were next to the church.
Next to us.
Oh,
they were,
they were
next
to the church.
And
yes,
we were next.
We were next.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because Abner told me that, because I did meet Abner back in October, and, either he or Betty said that, Abner played a lot with my dad as a kid. Like, they were buddies when they were small.
Oh,
yes.
We
were
neighbors.
We were neighbors.
And
yeah,
every
uh-huh.
Easter she made the college.
Yeah,
and Mom had
baked
bacon for
them. Uh-huh. So, the middle part of the middle town or whatever it was called, is that where more of the Scandinavians were then?
No, they were scattered.
They were
scattered.
It's a scattered.
Mm-hmm.
So
scattered.
We had three stores.
Mm-hmm.
We had Talons was first.
Payoman's.
Payoman's and Sheedy's. Sheedy's was at the end.
At the Derevnia.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the town was where we lived.
Where we lived.
Middle town.
Okay.
And Carl's was
right next to the school.
Not far from us. By the school.
Payoman's was next to the school.
Mm-hmm.
The school.
Was the school in the middle town?
Yes.
Area?
Oh, yeah. That's where we went.
This picture is that I showed you.
Yeah.
That's the old school.
Mm-hmm.
It was right in the middle town.
Oh, I see.
After we left, I understand they built a school in Aleut Town.
Okay, that was what I heard.
So. Yeah, so that's after we left.
Right.
See, I left when I was 16.
How did you feel that people from the different parts of town got along with each other?
Yeah, we all got along.
Yeah.
There was no... There was no crime, actually. I mean, maybe there was one, but...
That's when they were drinking in Aleut Town.
Yeah, but otherwise it was pretty... Otherwise, it was a quiet,
quiet
place. Like I say, we were more or less a private. family.
Now, how often were the dances? Because, you know, I would hear about, I mean, I've heard about the dances.
Oh,
all,
they were
all
good.
Time.
All the teachers used to come and dance.
Mm-hmm.
They'd
mm-hmm.
come and dance with all of us.
In fact,
we used to bake bread, and we sold bread to the teachers.
Yes.
And we sold milk to the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was the law enforcement handled? You mentioned that there was a crime, but it wasn't common.
Well, they came from Kodiak, the marshal.
Oh, yeah. They came
from
Kodiak.
Came and
somebody
they got
reported a crime, mm-hmm. and they came to investigate.
And they took him to jail.
Yeah. I don't know who they took. They killed him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all drunk.
Yeah.
So how,
this was
how
a murder then?
Mm-hmm.
It was a murder,
it
yes.
It was a murder. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, do you remember when that was?
What? Oh, golly, no. I just heard about it, you know.
We didn't pay attention to that, because...
Do you remember the marshal?
No.
Who was marshal? I don't remember.
It was a marshal in Kodiak.
Uh-huh. So how many days would it take by the time word got to Kodiak and by the time the marshal...
Well, it depended on the weather, too. The boat had to go to Kodiak,
right,
you know. There was
right.
no radio at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess probably the mailman. Marsden was the mailman. Our little boat he had, and he used to go to Kodiak to pick up the mail for Farknak.
Once a
month we got our mail.
And so the groceries, too, once
mm-hmm.
a month.
Uh-huh.
And my dad used to have quite a bit of hay coming in, the bundle for hay, you know, for
right.
his cattle.
He fed his animals. We had very good milk. Very
oh,
good
golly,
milk.
We had cream. That's thick.
Is that right?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
the cream was so good. Mm-hmm. We even had cottage cheese. Mom used to make cottage cheese.
Oh, wow. That sounds
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm. And she made, when Dad butchered,
mm-hmm.
Mama used to make head cheese.
Oh,
she made
delicious.
The best head cheese. We had a pantry at home, and that's something I wish I had at home and with the pantry. Because I love a pantry, and we had quite a good-sized pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And in our pantry, we always had this head cheese, pickled herring, pickled beets.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
Uh-huh.
That sounds
we
good.
Always had that. And jam, you know, and jelly in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you smoke salmon?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
We had the... That's when Mama fell down and lost her twins.
Mm-hmm.
Twins, we had twins. That's when she fell down there.
Right.
She was
7 months.
She was turning them. We had another shed. That was a purpose of the center anyway, was smoke.
Smoke. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was going to turn them over, and she fell
and
down.
She slipped and fell.
Mm-hmm.
One was born dead, the other one lived 3 days.
Oh, really?
I remember them. They were so cute.
They were like little
and
dolls.
And they were little blonde boys.
Uh-huh.
Little dolls they were.
Huh.
I remember them,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was after Neil.
And that was
after
Neil.
Your father.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And Lars was born three years after.
Yeah. Lars is
the
baby of the family.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, can you tell us about school and what you remember, who your teachers were?
Well, we had...
Kreiger
and Frampton.
And I forgot the others.
Oh, what was the Patel's name, girl? That was when we were in the first, second grade. Was it the
Nona? Was it Nona?
Oh, Nona Patel.
And then also the Sheely, Eunice and Enola were also teachers. They,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
How did you like school?
Fine. Oh, and we had. Doings in school, you know.
We had Christmas program. Sonia and I used to sing songs for Christmas. Away in the manger. And Ingwaloo.
He used to be the Santa Claus.
He was the Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we used to draw names in the school, so
everyone got something,
with a
bag of candy, you know.
No, it was a little present we got.
And then the candy.
And then we also got candy.
Huh.
Yeah.
What kind of presents?
Well, anything.
Anything you could get. You know.
Yeah, some little, nothing spectacular, you know.
Right, but something people made?
Well,
usually,
yeah, like one time I got a belt, a nice belt.
Mm-hmm.
when Dennis Buskowski, he gave me the belt, I remember that.
I see.
Did Rika tell you about when we went Christmas with a star?
No, we went starring.
Yeah, did she mention something? Well,
she mentioned it, but we'd like to hear it again.
Oh, we used to, during Russian Christmas,
mm-hmm.
we went from house to house, starring with it. Carl had a beautiful big star. We used to go from house to house with him starring.
So that must have taken a lot of time, because you would go to each house in the village, right?
Uh-huh.
So that would...
We used to sing that song, Christmas song, in Russian. We sang it in Russian.
Christmas.
You know, Russia.
So was the starring done in one night, or?
No, about three days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's a lot of houses to go to.
Well, we just went for one day.
Well, anyway, when we saw the star coming, Dad would take that tarp, he'd go run to the shed and get
that tarp.
We had a rug in our front room.
Okay.
And there's always snow on the ground at that time.
Mud.
Mud. And Papa would put that tarp on the floor so they don't get it.
And we had
candles.
You know, candles on a tree.
Uh-huh. Wow.
To watch them.
Right.
As soon as they left, we had to blow all the candles.
So did the starring take place in all parts of the village?
Oh, yes.
Yes, they did.
There were different ones that would come, you know, not just one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, the prettiest star, and they had kind of a lantern, too, besides a star. And it would, it had a design on top.
Mm-hmm.
There was a candle lit inside, and it would glow on the ceiling. And they were kind of square.
Mm-hmm.
And they were used to hold them. And what I was going to say something.
What? Who is that?
I was going to say, the Adjutant boys, the Knaggins, they used to have beautiful stars. And also those lanterns, the Knaggin boys, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have beautiful stars.
That's what they like.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard a lot about the starring, and I wondered how it was done, because I don't know how many houses were in the village.
Well, I think Kojic still does it, don't they?
Oh, they do?
I think Kojic still does.
Yeah, they do still do that.
And masquerading dancing.
Oh, yes, we went to
masquerading.
That was right after the Russian Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Masquerading started.
Before,
and we used to go, we used to be nannies and stuff ourselves, you know, clothes over and a mask.
I've seen pictures.
That was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
What was that, New Year's? Or?
Well, no, all week.
Yeah,
New Year's was the last one.
How often were the dances held? It just sounds like...
Almost every Saturday.
Really? Okay.
Saturdays, Phoebe.
I mean, some days. We couldn't dance Saturdays.
Oh, right. Yes.
Except if there was a special holiday, you couldn't dance.
Mm-hmm. So, was there just... one dance hall?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, I just went to it.
Okay.
And they used to make ice cream, too, and sell ice cream cones.
Right.
And so, they made the ice cream and sold it at the dance, you know.
So that must... And so how big was the dance hall then, too? Because
it was a good size.
It was a very good size.
Because they had everybody come in?
It was their home. It was a big house, Chichinov.
Paul
Chichinov. Have you heard of him?
So, Paul Chichinov, you said, owned the dance hall?
Yeah, he owned the dance hall.
He was Mama's
It was their home. It was it was a huge house. It was right next to us.
Okay, because I do think I saw, like, the
was
foundation
a huge,
for it or something.
A huge house, because they had rooms upstairs. And,
okay, so they would clear out the first floor?
No, it was a regular dance hall.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They left it that way.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a lot of people to come together.
We had fun masquerading time.
Uh-huh.
We used to have fun then.
Yeah.
So,
uh-huh.
Did he run it as a business then and charge admission?
No, did he charge? I don't remember if he did.
That I don't remember if he charged.
I don't either. Anyway, but they did sell ice cream cones.
I think there was a...
They must have been charged. Probably the men. I assume they collected it from the men.
How old were you when you started going to the dances?
Oh, we were quite young.
Mm-hmm.
we were limited to go to the dance.
Oh, that was the one social thing you could do?
That's the only social thing you could do. Oh, I must have been about 13 and 14 because I left home at 16.
And you went to Kodiak then?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay.
You were.
Did you work for
two families first before I went to the canneries. In the summertime, I went to the canneries. I worked in the canneries a long time.
I worked
until I was 18, and I got married.
I worked for O'Craft and Son for about 7 years.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I worked for Burt's Drugstore. I worked there.
Hmm.
Is it still there, Burt's Drugstore? No. Codex?
No.
Oh, it isn't there anymore. It used to be in the same building where Carl had his store.
Oh, that was washed down by Tidal Wave.
Oh, Tidal Wave, I guess, washed that down.
Which, Carl
Paoma.
Yeah. Uncle Carl, he sold it to Wadlinger's, right?
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So Wadlinger's was there up until...
It turned to a Wadlinger's drugstore, that's
okay.
Right. I was here, though, but I wasn't...
And they closed down about 2 years ago, I think.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Because of Walmart coming in.
Oh, Walmart. You even have that in Coach.
Oh, yeah. No, see,
they're all over.
See, this is, you know, it's not the same now.
No.
I was quite disappointed when I went to Kodiak with Rika and Carl. That was in 60... It was in 62 or 63. I forgot.
No, it was after the earthquake. The 63 was the earthquake, wasn't it?
64.
64, yeah.
Well,
it was after that.
Because I couldn't find my house, you know. Only way I could make out Kodiak... Sonia's house was up on the hill and it had a big banana. Somebody put a big banana mark on it. And my house was right below them. So that was washed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like what I saw in Kodiak when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I wanted to go home and Rika says, it's my vacation, so I kept my mouth shut. it was her vacation, but I really was disappointed what I saw in Kodiak when I went back. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So, well, she expected it to be the same like she left.
Yeah. Right.
How did you hear about the earthquake and tidal wave?
I was in California when I heard about it. I cried when I heard about it. It was terrible. Your dad was in that.
Yeah.
He was in Sylvia, was it?
Valdez.
Valdez.
In the Yukon. Was it Yukon?
The Sheena. Yeah.
It was quite a write-up about it. I found it in my papers, and I gave it to him just before he passed away. I didn't know he was going to die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a write-up about the earthquake? Oh, really?
And it mentioned your dad.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if my mom has that.
I think your mom has it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How is your mom, by the way?
Would
you turn this off for a little bit?
Yeah.
Turn it off, please.
She's...
You can say that again.
We were raised as Americans and Russians.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't speak Alice.
Right.
No. I don't know. All I know is Chimai there. Everybody says Chimai.
So, did you learn to speak Russian first?
Oh, we spoke Russian.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Did you find it difficult to learn English?
No.
Well, I never did learn my English right.
I haven't noticed.
They all say we have
an accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure,
that's what they tell us.
You spoke a lot of Russian, right?
We had to, Mama. Yeah. Mama, that's the only thing Mama spoke.
I speak more Russian than...
She speaks more Russian than I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I listen. I learn.
She tells me I don't pay attention. I guess I don't. There's a lot of things she remembers when we were growing up that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was older than her.
Right.
Of course, she's only a year or some older.
A year and 10 months older.
Well, she's the historian in some sense, right? She's, collecting the photos like that.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Because
mine is scattered all over.
Because some people pay more attention to what's going on. Yeah.
Well, that's what she tells me. You don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
We get along fine. We're close sisters.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're very close. Our family has been close. All of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've been all close. Mm-hmm.
Well, you do live in the same building.
Well, I mean, in earlier days, too.
Uh-huh.
We're always close.
Well, we talked a little bit about the earthquake, and I know you're too young to remember the Katmai eruption, but do you remember hearing other people talk about it?
Mama
was pregnant with Phoebe.
Yeah, she was 6 months pregnant with me, 1912. That was in June, and I was born in October.
Okay.
And they say it was pitch black, and Mama went to...
They all went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then from church they went to Babushka's. Mm-hmm. Mama stayed there for 2 days till it started getting light, But they say it was horrible.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And Papa wasn't home,
He was gone.
He was gone.
Year. Sure,
uh-huh.
It was June. So, one thing I wondered is, after the eruption, what did that do as far as your gardens go?
They did better.
Okay.
Well, that,
the next year, or did they do better that year?
Well, the next year.
Okay.
Whatever, what fertilizer it was, it fertilized the garden, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. That first year, I would imagine the ash had killed a lot of...
Oh, I imagine it did, yeah.
So I would think that would be, you know, a tough time as far as, you know, a lack of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about health care and what happened when someone got sick or had an injury?
They all had their own home remedies.
All remedies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vinegar and potatoes.
What was that for?
Take your fever out of your chest.
Draw
the fever off.
Oh, stick it on your chest, you would?
Uh-huh. Or throat, if you had a bad
and
throat.
And then a pork with red flannel for your sore throat.
Uh-huh, really?
They had all those remedies. I guess they worked. We all lived. And
with,
then if one of us had an earache, Mother had a plant. She called it Iran.
I never can find it. I'm always looking for that plant here. Hmm. I saw it once, and I was sorry I didn't buy it, but I can't find it anymore. She used to take cotton and take a leaf of that Iran and put it in my ear.
Mm. Were there, you mentioned the midwives earlier, were there other people besides family members who treated illnesses? Like,
oh, yes, Mr. Patellan did.
Oh, Patellan,
Well, I was scalded with hot milk. I had scars all over, you know.
Oh, nice.
She was lucky.
And we came from Kodiak. I was just a year old. We came from Kodiak. And Babushka and her daughter, there was at the table all... That was our grandma, Babushka.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a table set all for us, you know, to eat. We just arrived. And then at those days, they used to cook milk in the oven.
In the oven.
Mm-hmm. And then she put it in this big pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt had me on her lap. And then I grabbed the pitcher.
She was hot.
Mother said when they took, of course I was all dressed in white and little puffs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mother said when they tried to undress me, my skin just hung. Yes. And Mr. Patellan, you know what they did? Papa butchered, and he made cow tallow in the oven. He'd take all that fat
and
put it in the oven to get the
just like lard.
Right.
They called it tallow.
Mm-hmm.
Cow tallow, they called it anyway. And they took that, and he put some kind of medication, mixed it with some medication, and they put it all over me.
Wow.
And Mother says for 6 months, she and Tina paced the floor with me.
Like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, without a doctor, imagine that.
That's impressive.
Good thing he had some knowledge of medication to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
It saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a year old.
Wow.
How about things like broken bones or those kinds of injuries?
Well, I don't remember broken bones.
I don't either.
I don't remember that. We were really lucky in that village. Everyone was, I'd say. Mm-hmm. They were very lucky.
Do you remember about who the leaders of the village were, or how things were organized?
I don't think there was a leader.
I don't think we had a leader.
No, we didn't have a leader. No. Mm-mm. The priest, we went by the priest.
Yeah.
Father Garasim.
Father Garasim.
Uh-huh.
I found a copy of a letter that I'll copy for you. It's signed by your father and a couple other people who became the new school board.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'll,
I'd like to have that.
Sure. Yes. So I'll get a copy of that for you.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah, because it's a letter to the governor where they're informing the governor that the people of the village recalled the old school board because they didn't like the way that the principal was being treated. So they stepped in and became the new school board.
Oh.
I remember my dad mentioning that, my grandfather
I guess I didn't hear that.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, so I'll get that for
you. I know we had, when I was in the fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
we had Kreiger.
Kreiger,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any education. We were darning socks for him. And doing his stuff.
No, not Kreiger. What was it?
Not Kreiger.
No, it wasn't Kreiger. It was another teacher.
Cancel that out.
You better cancel that.
Falstaff or something like that?
No.
Falstaff?
Gee, I forgot the teacher's name.
He lived at
Babushka's house.
He had a room there.
What was his name?
Cook.
Yes, instead of doing schoolwork, we were doing his
burning
socks and stuff. We had a terrible teacher then.
Yeah.
We didn't learn anything.
Okay. I've heard that. Yeah.
You know that he, some of his photographs and personal possessions that he accumulated in a frog neck, his family left to the Burke Museum at the University of Washington.
Oh, really?
It's over there.
I should go look at that. Is that something that it's open in the archives? One can...
Yeah, you have to make an appointment, but they can tell them what you want to see, and they bring it out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Was there anything that you can think of that we didn't ask you that you might want to share with us?
Well, we didn't have much of a life.
It sounds like you had a lot going on.
Yeah, well, we were happy. We were happy.
Yeah, we didn't know any better. You know, that was our life.
Mm-hmm. That was our life. Our dad was quite a cook at home when he was home.
Oh, yeah.
He made the best donuts. Nobody makes donuts like our dad did.
And he made a big
German
coffee
cake. Was it good? He got up. We made bread. We started all making bread when we were nine years old. We all took turns.
Mm-hmm.
Rika, nine, and you. We all took our turns.
And it was in the evening before we went to bed. We'd set the Every other night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next, my dad went to bed around 9 o'clock, and he was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was already baking bread.
Wow.
And you could smell that coffee, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Patellan would come and have
Mr. Patellan, they were friends. He would come every morning, and they talked so loud, they didn't let us sleep.
Now, who is Patellan? I've heard the name, but I...
He's the one that owned
that
grocery store.
The grocery store.
Not too far from us.
Okay.
So was it his father that was a priest?
No,
it was no relation.
That's a different Patellan.
And he's the one that named me when I was born. Gave me the name of Phoebe.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I was supposed to be Sarah, named after my cousin.
Yeah.
Anton's daughter.
You know, we are related to Myrtle Olson. And,
So, but he says, no, she's going to be Phoebe.
I heard Emil had you for dinner, huh?
Yeah, for lunch one day.
For lunch.
Oh, it was, it was really good.
Yeah, it
was nice visiting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida made this potato soup, which it was the first time Alex liked soup.
Oh, yeah?
He tries everything. You know, he's good about trying foods.
Uh-huh.
He's not that particular. But soup, he never liked. He'd just have a taste and then I'd leave it. But a potato soup, he loved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. I almost said that you had a nice visit.
Oh, yes.
It was a nice visit.
I think the thing that stands out most to me is the value of hard work and how everyone worked so hard and
everyone worked hard.
And we all did our chores. We knew what to do.
And
we never said a word.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it.
Yeah.
Must have agreed with you because you sure seem to be doing well.
For our age, huh?
Yeah.
I think that's why we have arthritis so bad.
We all have it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us.
Did we tell you everything now?
You did put down that our dad was Annette Loftman. Oh, yeah, we mentioned that, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
He was a wonderful father.
Mm-hmm.
He never laid his hands on us.
Hmm.
Yeah, never.
He always smiled and laughed. He always went, ha, 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 you know.
Okay.
He died at my house.
Oh, did he? Okay.
See, Mom and Papa moved
from a fog neck.
And I bought a house. What little insurance my first husband left. Ben Kraft did the house for me. He notified, I was working at Port Bailey as a waitress. Sonia and Mama were taking care of my children.
That's when I was working at Kraft's store.
And Ben Kraft knew that this house was going up on bid. So he notified me if I wanted it. Because Ben Kraft knew us all, you know, all the Larson girls. And he said, I'll bid for you if you want it. I said, sure. But he says, when you come back to Kodiak, we'll fix the papers. So he bought the house for me. Nobody knew who he was bidding for.
Mm.
So I got it for $2,500.
Mm.
A two-bedroom, a front room, and a
bathroom.
Kitchen, and a bathroom, and a hallway.
Big living room.
And I had to furnish it, though. That's when your dad bought, and Guy bought me. At that time, you had Congolian rugs, you know.
No, I don't know.
They called it Congolium at that time. I remember it started with C. I used to sell that.
The front room and the two bedrooms, mm-hmm. you know, and then and that. And then I bought a, I had to buy a bathtub. They took the bathtub out. I don't know why.
Where was the house?
Right by the Coca-Cola plant.
Okay, which is?
Right above where I live.
Right below where Sonia lived. I was next door to Seelig.
Seelig, he was next door to me.
So,
did you know Clarence Seelig?
Is this near Cope Street? Is that near Cope Street, or?
I don't know. They changed.
What?
We didn't have names of the streets at that time.
Yeah. Well, the bakery and the liquor store was in the corner, and the street came this way. My house was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia's was up in the hill.
Okay.
Now, when did you move to Kodiak from a far back?
Well, I left, I was 16 when I left. Yeah, I don't remember what year it was.
Subtract?
And, 19, oh, I don't know.
Did you both leave at the same time?
No, I left, I stayed home about maybe two years.
She was the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm. 2 years.
Besides the younger boy.
And with the... your brother, your father, and two other brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when, what year it was?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I went to work for Olcraft and Son.
Mm-hmm.
And that was then when you met my Aunt Sophie?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't, in fact, no, I met her before that when we lived in that cannery house.
Cannery house, I remember
we were
that.
Almost neighbors. We weren't too far from each. You know, she lived with her grandma, the Andersons.
Sonia.
Uh-huh, Sonia Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, so that's when I met her.
Did she work in the cannery, too?
Yes, she did for a while, uh-huh. But not too long, because she was sick a lot.
Uh-huh.
And when we worked in the cannery, we used to go dancing when we had a chance in Kodiak. And then the cannery, the fish boats would come in, you know, and we had to be at work at 6 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't
work till 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. Was that long?
Those were long. When the fish, when there was too much fish.
Right,
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And F. Kopestrikov, isn't it? That used to escort us
home?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was our lifesaver. Because we had to walk, you know, from downtown Kodiak to the cannery house. That was quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were scared, so he used to walk us home.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Efka Pestrikov.
Efka?
He died.
Efka. He was a brother to, what was her name? Tim Chernoff's wife.
What?
He must have been also related to Sonia Anderson, because her maiden name was Pestrikov.
No, that was a different Pestrikov.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a different Pestrikov.
No, thank you.
Did Rika say that? Oh, and she says, why did we leave Apovnik? Well, we left Apovnik because there was no work there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk about the games?
Yes, we played the
Palochka.
Palochka prishla, Nika,
Lani,
Nashla, Toto, Palochka,
Pajot,
Tolochka, Pajot. We used to play that. We used to, a group of us, you know, mm-hmm. and be one
that would be hide and seek.
Hide and seek, I guess. You throw the stick, and this one person goes and tries and catch it, and then goes and tries and find the first person.
mm-hmm.
And then we played Garatki, what they call Garatki. They are
like bowling.
Bowling.
Like bowling.
We used to pile the cans right across.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used to have a big stick, and we used to throw the stick like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was called Garatki. And then we played baseball. What is it called in Russian? It slipped my mind right now. Phoebe, what is the...
I don't know what you call baseball in Russian.
Lopta. That's right. That's what we played, lopta. That was like a baseball game.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to do that, too.
So are these all Russian games?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we used to go skating.
Oh, we used to skate.
I was quite a skater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I skated too. I have a picture of us in skates.
Really?
Uh-huh.
we had old-time skaters where you had to pee and you screwed them to your shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old right. Skaters. Remember them?
We had 2 ponds not far from our house, you know, and when the winter came, those ponds froze. I spent a lot of time in that lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we brought our water home in a barrel when the lake froze.
Right across. Went across. There was a nice well there, and it was good water, too.
Spring. I think everybody used it.
How far away was the well?
Oh, about, I'd say, a block away.
Oh, more than a block.
You think so, more than a block?
Yeah, well,
yeah, it was quite a way. But when it was stormy, when we had that awful northeast,
we'd be facing
that wind and carrying 2 buckets of water, and by the time we got home, we had half of the buckets.
You can tell her then I don't have to tell that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
She works with you.
Right, and that was just for the meeting. Last year.
Right. That's when I just got over a virus.
Right.
Oh, my daughter called me. She was going to come from Mother's Day from California. And they warned people about traveling on account of that disease.
Yeah.
It came from China.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlene is having trouble. Her immune system is down. And she's afraid.
Mm.
So I told her, don't worry. You don't have to come.